damn smart.
Yeah.
Good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See you, Janice. What do you think? What would you do to your son at 4 years old if he ordered $2,600?
At 4 years old, I'd be like, too smart for your britches. That's one thing I would tell him.
Would you be angry?
I would be angry. Be like, you cannot do that. You know, that's, you know, that's money that we could have used on something else, young man. For you.
Right. Right.
Made it specific to let him know, hey, you know, you wasted a lot of money on one product.
Well, listen, the company actually contacted the mother, and the mother said, I don't know how I'm going to pay this back.
Right.
And they set up, like, this thing to help her pay it back.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, it was kind of like a GoFundMe, but they made it fun.
Right.
I'm telling you, though, this is getting more and more prevalent.
Well, I guess women better put your purses up when you got kids.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Kids today are starting to get, what do you call it, disrespectful. Like, I remember being disrespectful when I was a teenager, and I did it on purpose when I did it, but I always toed the line.
There's a level.
There was a line you didn't cross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I watch on, like, TikTok and stuff with these kids throwing fits and things like that.
Way worse than what we
did. Oh, my goodness. If my kids acted like that, I'd probably be in prison.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's because we started young and, you know, my kids, and as teenagers grow into their own, they're always going to test the limits.
Right.
You know, they just do. That's what kids do.
Right.
What's the worst thing that your son has ever said to you that, like, made you the most mad?
He dropped the F-bomb when he was little.
Really?
He had heard mommy saying it to me.
So who are you more mad at? Were you more mad at mom, or were you more mad at
mom?
Were you?
Yeah. I said, well, you only learned it because you heard it from you.
Well,
I didn't say it in front of him.
I got to watch my mouth.
Yeah.
Because the other day, my daughter walked up to my wife and said, Boomer's being a dumbass. Well, I don't know where she got that from.
Oh, I know, right?
You know what I mean? But yeah. you know exactly. Oh, it is. You know, we hit that heavy stuff pretty hard today,
right?
So I kind of want to bring people back.
Let's bring them back.
Yeah, let's. I'm gonna reel this in quick.
Reel it in quick.
This summer, do you want to go to some really cool restaurants?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got 10 of the world's most awesome, coolest restaurants in the world. Want to check them out? Would you like to go to some of these? The underwater restaurant.
Huh.
Would you go to it?
Okay. How's this? You're going to have to read this one.
Okay. A restaurant that is underwater. How could that not be one of the coolest restaurants? If not the coolest, scariest, most claustrophobic, you tell me. Whether you want to visit it or not, it's hard to say. It's not awesome. This underwater restaurant is in Maldives called Itha Undersea Restaurant. This eating spot is 2 meters under the sea and provides an amazing view of the marine wildlife while you eat. This once-in-a-lifetime experience is obviously in a class of its own, but the price reflects that as well. So expect to spend a pretty penny.
I think I would like that.
I'd try. I think that would be...
Eating while watching an aquarium.
The cat's meow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How about a cliff restaurant?
I'll pass.
What, are you afraid? This is at the Hotel Restaurant Grotta Palice. It overlooks Italy's Adriatic Sea. It's so close to the edge of the cliff and sea, but absolutely stunning from the outside. And you can imagine, you know. You're not going on the cliff restaurant?
I'm going to pass on the cliff restaurant.
How about Restaurant in the Sky? Named the Skyline Restaurant, the Way Tea Dine in New Zealand's Queenstown can only be gotten to via gondola. Of course, everything about this place is 5 stars, and you can see everything from your table, including the sheep of the land. There's outdoor seating, too, and the luge and snow is beautiful as well.
I would like that.
I would go up there, you know, but heights, cliff, that, I'm not much of a difference.
Never want to get too close to the edge.
Yeah, right. the hotel rooftop bar. The bar known as Vertigo Bar, Banyan Tree, Bangkok, has its name for a reason. So if you have a fear of heights, this isn't the place for you. The food here is nothing but the best, including imported steaks, lamb, and seafood. I'd try it. Right. I'll try anything once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ice restaurant. At this cold restaurant, everything is made of snow or ice, making this the absolute coolest restaurant. Snow Castle Restaurant in Finland. The food and drink here is the only thing that doesn't follow this cold theme, but the ice does cool down the food, and it is as quickly as you'd think it'd be, so eat up. Crazy but true, this restaurant is rebuilt every single winter. That's cool. The Treehouse Restaurant. This one is truly unique, not only in the trees, but in the trees that are the tallest on the entire planet. There's bad news, though, and that's the Redwoods Restaurant isn't a casual dining spot so much so that the $3,000 price tag to book the venue. But could you imagine having an event here, like a massive birthday party or even a wedding? Stunning. Who could say no to eating among the tallest trees on the planet?
That would be neat.
I'd love to go, but, you know, I'm not going to spend $3,000. No. Let's see. Doug said, you got anything, Brady, Jeremy? Anything, Jeremy?
You got Brady Bunch 1.5 inches.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't afford it.
No. The Tower Restaurant, the Eiffel Tower. I've actually heard of that one. The Adventure Restaurant. The Safe House in Milwaukee is the next level for your typical game night. The outside doesn't tip you off to the inside of this place, so to speak, but you need a password to get in as diners, and you are suddenly cast into roles as spies and given a mission. Now, Safe House, I think there's a couple other ones like that. There's one in Springfield, actually. And you go in there and you play a game, and you got to be a detective, and you eat. And
right.
I actually want to go to that. It's like a puzzle game, but for us.
Right. Yeah.
Another tree restaurant. It says focuses on comfort and the view is to die for. Meals are delivered by waiters who are dangling from zip lines at Sanavi Kiri in Thailand. This tree pod is 15 feet above the ground, located at the resort on Koh Kood Rainforest, complete with ocean views. And a whole new dining experience.
Oh, I just get to see the dangling waiters. Where are you going to see that at? That's like the circus act, right?
Well, here's the thing. In America, we have waitresses on roller skates. Now, I don't think that that's a phenomenon in any other part of the world, is it? You know? So, and then the patio near the sea restaurant. Anyone who's ever seen pictures of Greece knows it's for its seaside appearance. White buildings and a deep blue sea. A sunset at the Remvi restaurant in Santorini, Greece, overlooking the Aegean Sea, is the stuff of dreams. This restaurant offers dining to hotel guests and tourists alike. Seafood is the best of the best here due to the Aegean Sea. You can even see the volcano that produced the lava. You know, the whole reason the island is there today. That'd be pretty cool, too.
That would be cool.
You know? Like, yeah, I'd try it. So, you got one more shot, brother.
I got one more shot, and I got it right here. From the makers of TikTok comes buttocks.
Did you say buttocks?
Yeah, buttock. Hey, no, it's and or buttock. Or, no, it's or and or buttocks. Let's say it right. All right. Gosh, after that long last story, I know.
It's not bouncing around on you.
I know. Meet the marine worm with 100 butts. That can each grow eyes and a brain. Here a butt, there a butt, everywhere a butt.
Wow.
How many butts is too many? One is usually enough for most animals, unless you're a type of marine worm with a body that divides from a single head into dozens of different directions, and each of those branches ends in a butt. The worm's weirdness doesn't stop at multiple butts either. When the worms are ready to reproduce, their butts can grow eyes and a brain. At this point, you probably have questions. Unsurprisingly, scientists did too. So they peered inside the branching bodies of the many-butted ocean weirdo, which is named Ramosilus Motokata, and lives in water near Darwin, Australia, for our Aussie friends. For the first time, researchers have described the oddball creature's internal anatomy, revealing that the worms inside are just as peculiar as the outside.
You know what's,
and that's
what's
a
weird,
good story.
When you were saying this to me, you know, about the butts and growing eyes and stuff,
yeah.
I had a vision pop in my head of a song.
Did you?
Yeah, you ever heard that song? Eyes without a face.
Yes.
I was thinking, you know, ass without a face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty odd.
It is.
I don't know, it's 9:59. I can't believe this show just flew by to me.
It did.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we had some good stories to read.
Yeah. Well, folks, I want you guys to have a happy hump day.
Yes. Remember, enjoy the rest of this hump day. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go get yourself some swag, Morning Cranker swag, over to thecostclub.com.
Right.
And then you'll see it. You'll see it right there. Collections under Morning Crankers. Also,
get your MyPillow gear.
Thank you. And promo code.
Promo code Crankers.
That's right. Remember to go over to Spreely.video, Spreely.tv, and Spreely.com. Three different things, all the same company, but it encompasses everything. We're cool there. And remember to share and subscribe, folks.
Doug Stacks, like, you all read stories? He goes, what the?
What the?
Well, yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah. Storytelling.
Yeah, storytelling.
We tell it in our own way.
Yeah.
But the right way.
Well, thank you, Rush.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You know what I'm saying?
I felt that little Rush moment.
It was. And from my formerly nicotine-stained fingers and with half my brain tied behind my back.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.